So the question is, why is it that in Yom Tov Shein Shogolios, the parsha that we read in Kutz Laaretz is the parsha of the Mo'adim in Sefer Dvarim? Both the last day of Pesach and the last day of Shavuos, and theoretically it'd also be the last day of Sukkot as well, wasn't for the fact that we want to finish Zos HaBrach and Simchas Torah. So instead we read it on Shmini Atzeres. But why is it that we specifically read the parsha of Kol B'chor on the Yom Tov Shein Shogolios? So I think to answer this question, we have to look at the difference between the parsha of the Mo'adim in Sefer Dvarim as opposed to the parsha of the Mo'adim in Olam HaChumashim. So Rav Hirsch explains in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim that the common denominator and the theme of Sefer Dvarim is Moshe's preparation for Bnei Yisrael when they'd enter Eretz Yisrael. And he went over all the mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael would need when they'd enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's why there's a big emphasis on society, laws, etc. So that being the case, Rav Hirsch also explains that the parsha of the Mo'adim in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Ra'im, Perek Tzayin, also highlights Eretz Yisrael. In what sense? So there's both the agricultural sense that it talks about by each of the Mo'adim, it talks about agriculture, Chag Aviv, and in my Shavuos it says, by Sukkot, it's Chag Aviv, it's Basbech, Mi Garnach, Mi Kivecho, at the time when you gather in all the grain and the harvest, etc. So there's both the agricultural cycle, and then on top of that, there's also the aspect of the Makom Shevchar, right? The Parsha numerous times repeats about going to the Beis Hamikdash for Aliyah LeRegel, for Mitzvah Simcha, etc. Now, this is unlike the other Yom Tovim, unlike Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, right, which they're not centered around the Beis Hamikdash. You don't need the Beis Hamikdash. And they're not centered around the agricultural cycle. But the three Yom Tovim specifically centered around the agricultural cycle, and they're also centered around the Beis Hamikdash, and those are things that are relevant and necessary based on the enter itself. So therefore this parsha, so therefore these were the themes that are talked about in Sefer Dvarim specifically. So according to this Yesod of Rav Hirsch, now I think we can answer up why is it that we read this parsha for Yom Tov Shein Shogolios. Because in Galus, we have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. So we specifically read the parsha in the Torah. We don't read Parshas Mo'adim in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor, Chaks, like the Kedushas. No. We read the Sefer, which talks about the relationship of the Mo'adim to Eretz Yisrael. Because in Galus, it's supposed to remind us that we're still in Galus, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, where the Mo'adim are properly supposed to be celebrated.